Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to another great show. As you know, once a month we have Dr. Connie on with her amazing discussions, talks, and everything about angels. So we're going to learn about angels, archangels, and all kinds of coaching related to life this evening. So stay tuned in to such a great show. On the half hour, we're going to be taking callers. If you want a reading, want some coaching, want to hear what the angels have to say to you, you can call 646-716-9663. I'll give out that number again in about 30 minutes. As always, make sure to check out our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com and drconniesays.com to find out more about Dr. Connie, the services that she provides, and all the great work that she does in person and remotely around the world with clients all over the world. So with that, Dr. Connie, it's all yours.
Yes. Thank you, Mark. Welcome this evening. Seems like such a long time since I've spoken with you guys. I'm very excited to be here. So just a heads up, if you were planning to call in for an angel reading, which I hope that you do if you are, so led to do so, I want to encourage you to prepare yourself before you make the call by taking some deep breaths, by asking, I will be using my Archangel Michael cards. So asking for specific guidance from Archangel Michael to give you the message that you need to have that is not only for your highest good, but for the highest good of the planet and for everyone else. And know that the message that you get is the message that you're supposed to have, even if it may not be what you thought you would get or maybe what you want to hear. But if you come in with anxiety, if you come in with fear, if you come in with, a kind of a laissez-faire, kind of attitude. That kind of energy kind of messes up with the energy of the cards. So come in with reverence. Come in with an expectation that Michael is going to specifically answer the question again. That is for your highest good and the highest good of the planet, because that's the energy that I put into the cards, because that's what the angels want for you to know is what's for the highest and best for you and for the planet. Okay, having said all that, we're going to do a meditation tonight. If you would like to get paper and pencil and kind of jot down some things, because we will not be able to finish this meditation tonight. This is going to be something that I'm going to sort of introduce to you and that you are going to do on your own time at a deeper level so that you can do it thoroughly and, get the most out of it that you can. This is an exceptionally important meditation, and I do believe we've had to set this show back a couple of weeks. I'm usually the first Thursday of every month. We had to set it back a couple of weeks. But I do believe that Spirit wanted this particular show to be close to the winter solstice because the meditation has to do with the shifting of the planet and the shifting of kind of moving into more of a even though it's still winter, kind of moving into more of a springy type of a mindset. Now, the winter solstice, if you don't know, it's going to be on December the 21st. And it is the shortest day of the year, which means it's going to be the longest night of the year. So starting on December the 22nd, we will start to experience in ever small increments, we will start to experience longer days and shorter nights. So it's the shift of the planet from kind of going into the sleeping phase and this winter sort of preparing itself for spring, preparing itself for the new year, into beginning to wake up and beginning to rejuvenate and beginning to make newness in our lives. Now, I have family in the plain states, you know, Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas and the panhandle of Texas and all of that. So actually January and February are brutal for you know, snow and ice and cold and all that. So even though you may be in a part of the country where you're still going to be experiencing a significant amount of winter, know that spiritually and among the world that we are actually starting in a phase of the longer days, the shorter nights, beginning to awaken. So, all right, moving into our meditation. The reason I wanted you to get paper and pencil, because I asked Michael, who usually doesn't talk a lot, and I think it's kind of funny because he had me pull 5 cards, which is just almost unheard of for Michael, but evidently he's got a lot to say about this meditation. So in order for you to get the most out of what we're going to do tonight and what you're going to do on your own later on, it is very important for you to know that God is in charge, that there's a higher purpose, there's a higher power, there is a meaning and there's a method to God's madness, if you will. So even though what spirit may have you do may not be what you want or what you thought was going to happen, ultimately the universe is in charge of what's going on. Have confidence in the images that you're going to get in the meditation. Have confidence that what you're getting is the right message and that your inner guidance is trustworthy and going to move you into that place that, again, is for not only your highest, but for the highest of the planet. That when you do when we start to do the changes and the things that we're going to do in this meditation, practicing positive thoughts is going to give us the results. It's going to give us positive results. It's going to shift our thinking and our way of being to a higher vibration. And finally, Michael wants us to have a sense of humor that it's okay to make mistakes and it's okay to not do life perfectly. It's okay to have challenges and really, really kind of mess things up and, you know, fall on your face and get back up, but to have a sense of humor while you do that. Okay, so having said all of that, we are going to start this meditation. So what I would like for you to do first is I would like for you to plant your feet flat on the floor. We're going to take 3 deep breaths. And when you inhale, I want you to pull in and ask for the guidance from your higher self, from your ascended masters, from the archangels. And as you exhale, you're going to begin to pull your roots down into Mother Earth. And I want you to either feel or know that Mother Earth is surrounding you and holding you not only holding you and grounding you in place so that you stay kind of centered in this meditation, but grounding you in the love and the foundation of nature and earth, and so much love that she pours into the earth that she also pours into you. And the mindset that I want to, for you to have in this meditation, I want you to imagine a butterfly lighting on a plant. That's the amount of struggle that I want you to have, which means none. I don't want you to have to force anything. I don't want you to have to overthink. I don't want you to have to try to do it right. I want you to be, it's light. Even though what we do may be heavy, your part is light. Your part is just like the butterfly being supported by the plant. You are being supported by every angel in heaven. So breathe with me, please. We're going to take three deep breaths. So inhale. And again, remember to take those roots deep into the earth. And last one. Now I want you to imagine yourself in a boxing arena. And as you look down, you see that you're in boxing attire. You've got the shorts on and the special shoes that they have, and you have the glove in your hand, and you know your hair is pulled back, and you've got the sweatband on or whatever, and you've got the teeth guard in your mouth, and you pump your gloves together, maybe jump up and down. And I want you, as you're doing this and sort of getting prepared for what's going to happen, I want you to look at the four corners. There is no opponent in the ring. Every corner has an angel in it. So I want you to look at the angels that have been sent for you specifically. So each of you may see an angel or an ascended master or a fairies or a loved one who's gone before you. But in each corner, you will see a supportive being that is rooting for you. And when you look out in the arena, it is filled with angels and loved ones. You may even recognize some of your pets. For those of you who've lost children, you may see your children out there. You will also see your ancestors. Not only your bloodline, but your spiritual ancestors, because this is your opportunity to let go of the things in 2016 that need to be removed before you can successfully enter 2017. So you're all ready for the fight. I want you to see the biggest issue that you have had to face in 2016. And for some of you, it will be more than one thing. So you are going to see that addiction or that illness or that financial struggle or that loneliness or that divorce, or that whatever it is for you. And it is going to be standing in the arena, big and ugly and powerful and icky. And you may feel like a David facing your Goliath. And you wonder, how am I ever going to get rid of this thing so that I can successfully start moving into 2017. So as we pass the solstice, as I can successfully start to awaken to a new way of being. And just as you're standing there, and you don't even know where to throw the first punch, you see this movement in the corner of your eye. And right in front of you, between yourself and this obstacle that you have faced, steps Archangel Michael. And he is going to fight the battle for you. And you feel hands on your shoulders. And you look over, and it is the beloved face of one of your angels, or one of your loved ones, or one of your ascended masters, as they gently guide you to the corner. And Archangel Michael is going to fight your battles. There are cords that are attached to you and these situations, or it may be a person. But there are cords, and they're nothing to be ashamed of. But what Michael wants to do, with your permission, is cut these cords so that they no longer have power and control to drain you and to weigh you down. Now, for those of you out there who may be in the minority and really had a stellar year in 16 and didn't have anything to go on, Michael also is telling me very clearly that you also need to cut the cords on those wonderful, fantastic things so that you don't continue reliving those and stopping at, oh, well, I did this great thing, and therefore I don't have to do anything more, kind of a mindset. I've reached the pinnacle, and I've got the job, I've got the relationship, I've got the money, I've got the health, I've got the whatever, and you feel like you can stop because there's really nothing more. Michael wants you to, if you are willing, to cut those cords so that you don't stop at your successes. Because stopping at a success so that you don't continue to grow spiritually because you feel like, you know, everything is smooth in your life and you don't really know what to pray for, what to do. It's just as detrimental to your spiritual health and the spiritual health of the planet to not continue progressing because you have reached everything you thought you were supposed to. So it doesn't matter whether the experience is a great experience, if 2016 was a great year, or if 2016 was just something that you don't even want to think about again, or somewhere in between. There are cords that are attached to you and these significant events or significant people. So in order to move into 17, you need to release those, anything that might hold you back in 16. And as we approach the solstice, and if you feel led on the 21st to have a party or have a celebration or, you know, write a Dear God letter of releasing 16 and moving into 17, then by all means do that. But Michael is fighting your battles. If you are willing at this point in time, if you have a person or a situation, and you can see the golden scissors in Michael's hands, and you see the arena of thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, angels and your ancestors and people that have gone before you and your, you know, people that you've always wanted and admired to be there, rooting for you and cheering for you. Michael can cut the cords right now. It may be forgiving a person. It may be forgiving yourself. And if you are not at a place where you are willing to have the cords cut, it's really not a problem. That's what I was saying before about the sense of humor and not having to do this perfectly. You may not be ready tonight. But Archangel Uriel is the ringmaster. And he is one of the angels that can help you with forgiveness. He's not only the intellectual angel and the, you know, the wise in intellect and that kind of thinking, but he's also a really good source to have for forgiveness. And if you are carrying unforgiveness in your heart, in your spirit, that does not bode well to move into 17 or move past the solstice. Archangel Uriel is in the ring with you, and he is calling the shots. And he will whisper in your ear and give you images of those people, those places, or those things. Be they great or be they not so great, that are going to hold you back. Okay, now you know that nature abhors a vacuum, right? So you are going to fill this arena. Once you clear it, once you have cleared 2016, and if you will listen to Michael, and if you will listen to Uriel, and if you will listen to those angels, those ascended masters, those people that have gone before you that are in the ring with you, if you will feel Mother Earth's hug around you, they will guide you into what to release and help you if you feel like you just can't do it, into at least being willing to, sometimes just being willing to forgive, go a long way toward forgiving. Remember to trust your intuition. Remember to trust your gut. Remember to have confidence. And remember that the universe is in charge. So they will give you advice, and maybe you will start hearing things and it'll just be a repetitive thing over and over. That's something you may need to release, something you may need to let go. And if you can think about it as just having a cord attached to it and letting Michael take those golden scissors and snip those cords, it will free you up. Now, again, nature abhors a vacuum. So what you're going to do is you're going to now fill the arena with the dreams and the prayers and the expectations that you have for 17. So dust off those dreams. Quit thinking that that thing that you want is never going to happen. That's why Michael was very clear to say that positive thoughts are going to give you positive results. So going back to your affirmation, going back to your gratitude list, going back to being mindful of what the universe wants for you, because they want to give you what you want. What you want seeks you. But when you become doubtful and angry and bitter, or it's never going to happen, or this is no use, or I'm not good enough, or whatever the excuse is, it just blocks the road. You just kind of push it away a little bit further. So allow yourself to be open to what your dreams are in 17, and let that fill the arena. What he's showing me now is flowers that are coming up, like you're now, instead of being in the arena where you have fought your battles and faced your enemies, you are now in a garden. And what's coming up is what the universe wants for you. So see yourself in the garden. See what you have planted. See the barren spots and plant something new there. Make a new effort to have the positive thoughts or the belief that it's really going to happen. And like the solstice, like this, the beginning, the days being a little bit longer, the nights being a little bit shorter, it's not going to become apparent right away. December the 22nd may not look significantly different than December the 21st, which is the winter solstice, but it's going to be incrementally a longer day, a shorter night. And as we progress, we'll all of a sudden it's become noticeable that the days are longer, the nights are shorter. So in those spots where you want to rearrange your flowers, where you want to do these wonderful things, you are now out of the arena and in the garden. So I urge you, and the reason that Michael gave me five cards, and like I said, he's a very quiet angel, big, powerful, and is going to fight your battles. But that, to me, at least, he didn't say a whole lot. For him to pull five cards, this is very, he's very into this. He's extremely into this. So as you are led, take the time to go through those periods, those episodes, those events, good and bad, that the universe brings to you that may need to be let go of, so that you move into 2017, you know, more unfettered and, you know, ready to have the year that the universe has prepared for you, and knowing that it's all as it's planned and all as it should be as you go into 17. So if Mark is there, or not.
I had to move my microphone and unmute myself.
You have too much to do. You have too much to do.
So let me go ahead and give out the phone number for anybody that wants to call in. I see that we have one caller in the queue right now. I'm going to go grab their name in a minute. But if you want to call in and get a reading, get some guidance, get some coaching, you can call and talk to Dr. Connie at 646-716-9663. And I will be right back.
Okie dokie. We'll just be right here. So again, any of you that want to call in, prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and Archangel Michael will have guidance for you.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Donna, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Dr. Connie. I enjoyed that. It makes a lot of sense, cutting the cords and all that, because we have
to leave
all that behind. Yeah, that was very good. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. So how can we be?
I wanted to know any angel messages about me meeting someone. I'd like to get married. I've never been married. That's something I've
never been
to
married.
Never been married. I'm 62, and I'd also like to get more part-time work. Yeah.
Okay. I actually see you in front of a minister.
Oh.
I do. You're not wearing a wedding dress, but you're wearing like a to-the-knee kind of white dress, and you got a small veil on. It's really quite lovely. You're carrying red roses, so the beauty of the red against the white of your dress is really quite beautiful. So anyway, I do believe put that in your garden. Plant that
in
your garden.
I will.
Your man, your part-time job. Again, not only for your benefit, but for the highest good. Okay. Now what God wants you to do, what Michael's wanting you to do is, I get the sense that you want it, but not that you sweat bullets over it. But what Michael wants you to do is just turn it over. Just kind of let him detach from it. Just sort of take a step back, tell Michael what you want, then take a step back. Again, I get the concept, and you may get something different, but I get the concept of a garden as easy for me. So if you will plant a wedding tree in your garden, and you will plant a job tree in your garden, and whatever else you want for that, but I would do that because Michael wants you just to plant it and then let it go and give it to him, and he's going to make it happen because he's telling me that you have what are called romance angels that are working with you to prepare you and prepare him, your husband, for the relationship and the love that you want. Because he wants you, because he wants the union to be so beautiful, and because it has the potential to be so beautiful, you need to be at a certain level, but so does he.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes planting the tree is, you may be already, but he may be needing to have some things shaved off here and there, you know? And go with your gut. You're a smart lady, and you know whether something feels good or not. So when you're with a guy or you're talking about a job and you kind of get this sinking feeling in your stomach, just say, you know, thank you for sharing and go.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I'm feeling in this reading is everything that you want is going to happen and that you have options. You're not, the path for you is not just this one way. Because the universe is so broad and beautiful, and you get an opportunity to just taste what you want. And when you get what you like, then go for it. So if you have a job interview and it kind of feels, I don't know, just take that into account that Michael's telling you that you have options, which is kind of a good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I do see. I see the dress. I see the guy. I see the minister. I see it.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. Finally. Yeah, I'm so excited.
You should be. So you should be. So plant the tree, water the tree, tend the tree, but just let Michael handle it, because I'm telling you, he's gonna let it come in his time and his way.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll talk to him too.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, best of luck to you. Yes, ma'am, and you have a blessed rest of the year and a happy solstice.
Thank you, Dr. Connie. You too.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Donna.
Isn't she lovely?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, such beautiful energy.
Yeah.
I really like that idea of planting something new in the garden for the new year. I put in about 20 money trees.
Yeah, I always have a money tree. I always have a money tree in my garden. So maybe plant a few more here and there.
So do you want me to do a reading?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do an end of year reading.
End of year reading. All righty. Were you going to say something else before I interrupted you?
I was kind of going back and forth between doing a reading for the month of December and just simply doing a year-end reading. So.
No. I think because we've talked about the solstice, and I really think that it's going to be a life-changing event if people will do this. I'll shuffling the cards as I'm talking. But if people will really be serious about letting go of the good things and the bad things in 16 and planting what they want for 17, I think we're going to see some really nice things happen. Because I know a lot of people are afraid after the election. I know a lot of people are afraid about the way of the world. And in order to not live in that, you know, we've got to change our thinking and change our expectations about what the universe is going to do. Okay. Lovely. All right. We are going to have the potential to have, depending on how we follow our guidance, a very gentle end of the year. First of all, the universe always sees us in our innocence. They don't see our warts and wrinkles. They don't see our mistakes. They don't see how critical we are toward ourselves. They only see us in pure love and innocence. So if we can allow ourselves to receive how the universe perceives us, then we can relax and know that we don't have to be so perfect and have all the answers and feel rejected by God if we don't have everything that we want. So the first thing that Michael wants us to know is that the angels and the universe see us in our innocence. Secondly, there's a lot of situations that people have been praying about. And Michael is telling us that these situations are already resolved for our highest and the highest of others. And the way that this is going to happen is, again, at the very beginning of the meditation, the idea of the butterfly landing on the planet. That's the attitude with which we should approach these situations, of letting the universe totally support us, of doing what we need to do, but not more. We can't force it. We can't rush it. But the situations that you have been praying about have already been resolved for your highest and the highest of others, so you can relax and not feel like you have to feel like the universe has looked you over because they haven't already resolved. The universe wants us all just to lighten up. People are, again, they're afraid after the election. They're afraid because of ISIS and things that are going on around the world. They're afraid about the economy. They're afraid about any number of things. Michael is saying, just lighten up and have an attitude of joy and expectation, because when we walk on this earth connected with spirit, spirit is love and joy, and we can embrace that if we will allow ourselves to, again, be like the butterfly on the plant. Just let the universe support us, do our bit, as guided and directed by spirit. But we don't have to feel like we have to do everything on our own power. We are guarded and protected. There are some of us who are going through some pretty heavy-duty stuff. And we may feel like that we're standing in the storm with no umbrella, and our raincoat is you know, being battered by the wind, and we can't find a place to get out of the rain, get out of the storm. Michael is saying that he is the ultimate umbrella, and he is the ultimate shelter in the storm. So you are guarded and you are protected. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to live in wondering when the universe is finally going to remember you because you've been shuffled off into a corner. There's not a minute that goes by that you don't have the eye of the angels. So trust that you are guarded and protected. And finally, as he said in the beginning of the show, changing our thoughts to positive, starting the days with affirmations, starting the days with positive thoughts, positive quotes, whatever good music that lifts your spirit, whatever works for you, but positive, changing your thoughts to higher vibrational thoughts is going to change the results and bring about what we want, quicker and easier. So that is the message for the end of the year. It's actually very positive and very, kind of flowing toward the end.
All righty.
So,
Oh, it sounded like you dropped off.
I hope not. I've got earbuds on and I'm trying to not do anything so I don't jostle my phone. So, what I would like to do toward the end here, Mark, is have you send everyone a blessing, because I really love when you do that.
Do you want me to do that, or do you want me to bring through something the angels want to share with people for the end of the year?
Oh, well, yeah, whatever. Of course, I'm always good to hear what the angels have to say.
Yeah, it's a new way of being and everything that they want to bring through. So if you could bear with me for a second, I'd like to bring that through and talk about it, including how people can actually incorporate this new state of being into their life as they go from this beautiful year into a new year of so many great opportunities and blessings and everything that's coming forward.
Do you need to give them time to get paper and pencil to write this down, or is it something that
the angels will remind them? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's something that the angels will remind them of. So, I think a lot of us, we get in fear about thinking about the fact that we might lose information or everything. And I think we don't give ourselves enough credit to realize that, number one, the angels are always whispering in our ear. And number two, we actually remember more than we actually realize. And it's interesting. There's a lot of teachers out there that actually say that if you don't remember something, it's because it's actually integrated into you already, which means it's actually part of your field and part of what you're using for some of your skills. Doesn't quite make sense to me sometimes, but
for us list makers, it's not near as much fun not to be able to make lists, but please, I digress. Go ahead.
So before I get started with the message this evening is going to be coming through me from Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel is the archangel, and in my understanding of getting past blocks and moving ourselves from different ways that we are into new ways of being. And, just kind of allowing ourselves to become the caterpillar that becomes the butterfly and going through this beautiful transformation for all of us. So before I go ahead and I bring through that message, I want to go ahead and just wish everybody a happy holiday and send lots of blessings to everybody of joy, happiness, health, cash abundance, great relationships, and really just... excuse me, this beautiful new year that's upon us, and how beautiful and so many great things are going to happen for everybody as we move forward into this new year. I think a lot of people, like you had said earlier, were concerned about whoever is in office. But the point is that there's so many of us sending love to the government and everything around it that I personally am not too concerned about any of it. Because we are here sending love to everything and realizing that there's always a higher presence involved in the unfolding of the world and everything like that. And that if we can have faith in that, we realize that, a lot of the stuff that we're worried about is never going to come true. So with that, the message that I want to share with everybody, I'm just going to go ahead and just give it this evening. So basically, this message is coming from Archangel Gabriel. And Archangel Gabriel says to everybody, we realize that you find life hard for yourself from time to time. You find yourself in a place where sometimes you have good days and sometimes you have bad days. And sometimes those bad days for you are based on circumstances or things outside of you, outside of your soul, outside of your beautiful light that you bring to the planet. There's almost, if you do a review of it, this aspect of things either being good or bad outside of you, influencing your internal happiness, your internal light that's within you. If you can recognize that these are factors that are just outside of you, if you can realize that they don't really have any meaning as someone says something bad to you, it's not about you. It's about where that person's at and what they're needing help with, where they're needing support. And that might turn up as someone simply being mean to you or not saying something nice. But I think for a lot of us, we take a lot of that on ourselves of saying that this says something about who I am. And then because of the way this experience or this relationship or something that's going on in my life doesn't quite feel right or doesn't match my expectations or the story that I've created for myself, then I can basically say that I'm having a bad day, or I'm not feeling good, or I'm not as happy as I could be. And sometimes that can be very hard for some of us and comes along in a feeling of depression. So if you can realize that, as one monk had said on a presentation a few months ago, this beautiful woman monk from a Buddhist tradition, it said, if you could stop outsourcing your happiness outside of yourself, that would be a very good first step. If you can realize that these things outside of you are just different experiences that are brought to you so that you can have different experiences in life, and that they don't really have to influence how you feel, let it be problems with money or come across some type of issues with your relationship, having a bad day at work, if you call it that. It's not to say that these experiences don't have value, that they don't have feelings, that they don't have emotions attached to them. But the idea would be, as we leave this year and go into a new year, that you allow those things to occur, but not to allow them to influence your happiness. So the next question that comes up is, once you can kind of detach yourself from these different things and just, you know, especially it's easiest probably in situations where you're dealing with other people and then you simply see how people are reacting to you or around you. And then if you can understand that, you know, pretty much that's all about the other person and doesn't really have anything to do with you, then you can come to a place of understanding that the happiness that's inside of you can never be touched. If you can take a moment to sit quietly in meditation every day, let it be for 5 minutes, and that could be a sitting meditation, it could be something where you're on your exercise bicycle or running the treadmill, whatever meditation looks like to you, it's really just basically allowing the thoughts to kind of pass by for a moment and really to just concentrate on inside of you and that love and that light that's bright inside of you that's always there. And if you can go to that space in that quiet couple minutes of meditation and just really cultivate the love that's inside of you, that you are this being that's been here for many, many lifetimes, that you're going to be here for many, many lifetimes, and that everything is just a matter of an experience, almost like a blip on the map. That you are such a beautiful being of so much love and light that's inside of you, that that's always there and there's nothing that could ever touch that. No situation, no experience, nothing can touch that internal love and energy and light that's inside of you that's so strong. And if you can cultivate that, almost like a fire, and let it expand inside of you, and you can cultivate this happiness, and then whatever happens in your life, you know, experiences and stuff like that, you can just simply notice them, allowing that love and that beautiful light inside of you to just glow so strong in the strongest of storms, in the strongest of winds. Nothing blows out that candle, that beautiful light that's inside of you. That is the message that the archangels want to give to you in allowing you to transform yourself from a place of allowing others to dictate how you feel or how you show up or what your life is like in any given moment. Allowing experiences and all those different things to just be experiences, to be things that you just look at and go, like an observer, that's interesting. And with that, the angels, the ancestors, the guides, all the beings of light, they send love to you in this time and mention to you that for a lot of you who have loved ones who have passed over already, that they're there with you during the holidays, sharing in the experience of the holidays with you. So as much as you might miss them physically, realize that they're there in energy. They just don't have a physical body anymore, but they're there enjoying the traditions of the holiday with you, sitting with you and enjoying stories of listening to you. Know that you're never alone, that you're always surrounded by so many beings that love you. And with that, this is the messages specifically from Archangel Gabriel in this end of this year. And so it is. It was beautiful. Thank you, Dr. Connie.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much, everyone, for participating tonight. And I echo what Mark says to have a blessed holiday and a joyous time and a joyous moving into 17.
Thank you, everybody. You've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. With this, we close out our show for the end of the year. And we're excited to let you know that we'll be back in January, where her show runs on Thursday nights, normally the first Thursday of every month. So that puts us at January 5th for our next show as we go into the new year. We wish everybody a safe and happy holiday. From myself, Mark Rawson, and Dr. Connie McNeil, and Spiritual Connections Radio. God bless you, and may you be surrounded with love, blessings, and energy, and beautiful light. And so it is. Good night, everybody.
Good night.